I'm committed to making my relationship with money feel good. Because when it feels good, it feels easy. And when I feel like money is easy, then it's easy to attract it. It's easy to receive it. It's easy to be with it. It's easy to hold it into your bank account. It's easy to be around it. It's easy to be comfortable with it. This is how we make money easy. Abundance is an inside job, and your intuition is the key to unlocking it all. Hello and welcome. I'm Rebecca Davison, intuition coach and founder of the Intuitive Life Academy, the leading place to develop your intuitive gifts and understand that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. What you feel, think, and believe directly contributes to your physical reality. And as an ascension guide and light leader, I'm committed to bringing you all the latest tools, developments, and neuroscience available when it comes to understanding yourself, the relationship that you're having with yourself, and how it has a direct impact on the abundance that you create for yourself. This show is for those who identify that their intuition is their greatest guide to bring them happiness, harmony, expansion, and money. And with my corporate banking background, you'll receive all the tools you need to create a life you love. If this resonates with you, let's jump into the world of abundance and learn what it takes to experience true freedom. Hello and welcome, beauties. It's Rebecca Davison. Welcome to the Intuitive Abundance Podcast. Great to have you here. If you have been subscribed for a while, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you're new to the podcast, welcome, folks. Great to have you here. If you are new to the podcast, or even if you've been listening for a while, I would encourage you to go to the very start of the podcast and listen to the first couple of shows. Now, the reason why is in the first couple of shows, I talk about the fundamentals of manifestation. I talk about how your thoughts are electric and how your feelings are magnetic. And I talk more about the science of manifestation, which is really helpful in terms of understanding the context of the rest of the shows. So if you are new, welcome. Do be sure to go to the start of the podcast and listen to the first three shows in particular. It's just really going to help in understanding how you can start creating a life that you absolutely love. And also too, if you need a little bit of support, because sometimes it's just nice to know the science, the more factual side of things in regards to how we work as humans in terms of creation, to support you and the logical mind in understanding how manifestation works. If you have been listening to the show for a wee while, please do be sure to subscribe and send us a review on iTunes. We very much appreciate that. Of course, it helps us to reach more people. Please be sure to share with your family and friends. Just had some beautiful feedback recently from somebody who's been listening to the podcast and has shared with us that listening to the show actually helped them in terms of having 45 people step into their program, which is amazing. So great to get that feedback in terms of the results that can happen for you when you actually start doing the inner work of creating abundance for yourself. So delighted to be here today talking about making money easy and what it takes. I think the first thing in terms of making money easy is to realize that you can have money be something that is easeful and graceful in your life. Everybody wants to experience more of that, more ease and grace. And so let's talk about what's required to make money easy. Firstly, obviously choosing that for yourself. And a lot of the times we can feel like we don't have a choice, but you do. You chose the job that you have. You chose where you live. You chose the country that you're living in. You know, you have all these choices that often we can end up taking for granted. But the first thing that I really want to speak about is accountability. And when you take accountability, how everything shifts in your life and world. So what is accountability? Accountability to me really is being the creator of your reality, being the person who realizes it's up to me to make it happen. We all know that nobody is coming to save you. Nobody's going to ride in on a white horse like the White Knight and save you from whatever is occurring. We have to be the ones who do the inner work to create the outer reality that we desire, and realizing that it's a choice. So let's look at accountability though, because I know for some people, the idea of being accountable can feel, you know, it might not be something that you think of on a day-to-day basis. But if you are an entrepreneur or entrepreneur-minded, you know what it is to step into accountability, and it involves a risk. And the risk of accountability really is that you have to give up being a victim. What do I mean by that? It means that when you take accountability, it means that there's nobody else to blame, right? So we have to let go of anywhere we are putting anything outside of ourselves in a place that has control over us. And people do this with money all the time. Consciously and unconsciously, we can do things like think that the government is doing something to us, or Wall Street is doing something to us, or the economy is doing something to us, or life is doing something to us, rather than realizing that we have a choice. And people forget this because they often go into the energy of have to. So bear with me for a little bit here, because what does this look like? It means you are choosing your current reality. It means that you have chosen where you live in. It means that you've chosen the car that you drive. It means it's you have chosen the phone that you use. It means that you've chosen the friends that you have, the work colleagues that you have by choosing the job that you have. You have chosen everything. And if you don't love something, you get to choose again. But people get fearful when they go into the energy of have to. I have to do this job because I pay my bills, have to pay my bills. I have to do this because it's for the benefit of my children. I have to do this because society tells me, or my family tell me, or my culture tells me, or somebody tells me that I have to do this. When we take accountability, we take our power back. We step into, I'm the one who's choosing. I'm the one who's creating. If I don't like something, I get to choose again. If I'm not feeling happy or comfortable with something, I get to choose again. So we want to take our power back from any narrative. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to step into accountability and let go of blaming anything outside of ourselves in terms of doing anything to us. So I get it that accountability, like in a course, some people might say that there's varying degrees of accountability. For me, it's like one of those things. It's like you're all in, like integrity. You know, you're kind of all in or not. And when you're all in when it comes to accountability, it means that you're going to be the person who finds the solutions for yourself. And this, of course, is why you can see that I appreciate and value intuition so much, because intuition is your inner guidance system that is aligned to universal truth. When you start listening to your intuition, you start aligning with universal truth. Universal truth will always bring you your desires as a side effect of coming into alignment with truth, right? The truth is, go do this thing, right? Like if you want to create something, you start asking your intuition how to go about creating it, the universe is going to give you information. It might not make sense to your rational mind. Like, maybe the desire is to make $10,000 a month for yourself and your business. And it doesn't make sense to you, but your intuition tells you to go and meet with somebody for a coffee. And then you meet with them, and then maybe nothing comes from that meeting, but you're like, okay, well, I felt like my intuition guided me to that. But then 2 days later, that person contacts you again and says, hey, you know, it was really nice seeing you the other day. And did you know that my brother-in-law is really looking for somebody like you to help him in his business, etc. Right? Being open to the possibilities. I can't tell you how many times that kind of circumstance has happened for me from listening to my intuition, being willing to follow that guidance. But of course, it means taking accountability to be able to sit down and even listen in the first place. And oftentimes people can look and go, wow, that person's making quantum leaps in their life or their business. But oftentimes too, if we realize that we're a limitless being in a body, we are a creator being in a body, and we start focusing our attention on the fact that we're a creator being rather than just a human, tuning into our superpower, our intuition, tuning into higher frequencies, we can gain access and information that literally looks like a quantum leap to the human self, because we've been able to come to a solution or to manifest our desire in a much shorter and quicker period of time, because we're going to a higher frequency of energy to find the solution or to bring the energy together to have the outcome be manifested in a way that possibly we couldn't even begin to conceive of. So accountability is massive. If you want to make money easy, you'll take accountability for it to be easy. So accountability, when it comes to money and accountability looks like looking at money, looking at your relationship with money. I've gone into this before in previous podcasts that if we're in relationship with money, we need to look at it. We need to measure how the relationship is. We need to ask ourselves, is this a relationship that I'm enjoying? Is this something that I'm showing up for? Am I focusing my energy and attention into this? Does it feel uncomfortable to do that because of what I believe about money at the moment? What would need to shift or be rearranged inside of myself so I can look at my money and feel good about it? What would I need to rearrange in order to create a relationship that feels amazing? Again, this is the inner work of creating that relationship so money can show up in such a way that it feels good. Making money easy really means making money normal. One of the ways that we can do this is even wherever you are, even if you're outside, but anything that is pretty much man-made, money has created that. You know, at the moment, I'm sitting on the sofa. I have the microphone in front of me. It's sitting on a table with my laptop. All of this was created through money. You know, somebody, I don't know, spent the money to go and chop down the tree to create the table that my laptop is sitting on. Somebody put together the microphone and was paid to do that, to be able to sell this microphone, which I paid money for, right? Money is everywhere. It's in everything. We forget that. It's a frequency in a way that we're living in, and it's moving all the time, which is why money is often referred to as currency. But how we feel about that, do we feel like we're being supported by money or not? That comes back to us. That comes back to us being willing to create that relationship with money that works and to make it easy. So sometimes bridging the gap really looks like, what does it take to have a relationship with money where you do feel really supported? If you were taking full accountability to make money easier in your life, what would need to be adjusted? Sometimes it can be really simple things like making sure that you have a budget and that you know what your budget is, so you have more certainty. But oftentimes too, people can sometimes hesitate on doing things like that because they're afraid of what they might see or discover, or they're telling themselves a story about actually doing it. One of the best ways to make money easy is, in the first instance, is to have money feel safe. So doing a budget can be great in order of creating extra safety, because then you know, you have certainty around what your expenses are. You have a greater understanding of what amount of money that you need to bring in to make sure you've got everything covered, which can often just make you feel more relaxed because you're more in control, because you know. Sometimes safety might look like, okay, well, I'm not creating enough safety for myself, so I actually need to start a savings account. I need to start kind of putting a boundary in place with yourself. And again, creating the relationship with self where you're going, I'm going to make my safety a priority. I'm going to create a savings account or a financial portfolio so it is easier to create that sense of safety, certainty, structure, consistency. So I'm taking action steps that actually support myself. So these are things to start to consider, right? Because when we're doing this and we're creating the right foundation, money does feel easier. You feel more supported by it. And I think that's probably what most people are looking for in terms of feeling like money is easy for them. Do I feel supported by money? Do I feel like money is there for me? But also too, coming back to that greater level of accountability, do I trust myself in order to create it? Do I trust myself to be able to create it? Am I telling myself that I can create it? Because often what I see is people who are wanting to go into a greater level of income, but they often forget what they've already created. They want to go, okay, I want to make a quantum leap in my business, but then they forget the fact that they've had a job in a previous role and they made X amount of dollars per annum. And they kind of negate that and they don't value it and they don't appreciate it. That is still part of your creation. Recognizing that, actually valuing yourself for the fact that you had the courage and the ability and the skill set to go out and find a job and to be paid and to create a certain level of wealth and income. And to recognize the value of that, and that you already have an amazing set of skills and talents that you can transfer over to anything. Again, talking to entrepreneurs, if you're wanting to make a quantum leap from, say, $10,000 to like $20,000 a month, recognizing, just as an example, but recognizing that you've already created $10,000 a month. That's amazing. That's incredible. That is amazing creation. And if there's any part of you that doubts that you can make $20,000, maybe reminding yourself of the person who once was you, who didn't even know that you could make $10,000 in your business a month. Sometimes we need to kind of work things a little in our own awareness and be very aware of what we're focusing on. And often too, again, the scarcity, the lack, the doubt, you get it? It takes us to a place that doesn't feel good. But it can be so easy sometimes to overlook what is already good and what is already there. And if you did take some time to just focus on it, it would exponentially expand your energy in terms of realizing, wow, I'm actually already an amazing creator. I've already done it, right? Like I've already got a job, or I've already got a pay rise, or I've already got a promotion. You've already had those experiences, which you often overlook because we're so focused on going to the next level. But often with doing that, we're not being in the energy of recognizing what's already past, what is already here. And if we spent more time focused on what you had already created, or feeling good about what you had already created, it's going to close that gap. For example, say from the 10 to the 20,000 per month, so much quicker. Because it's all about what does it take to make money feel good. And when it feels good, it naturally feels easy. And a lot of times people don't realize that it can actually be that simple. Because of course the logical mind goes, but I've got this, but I've got that, right? Like I've got this bill and how am I going to pay for it? It's like, have you paid your bills before? Yes. Right? Often we forget that we have a choice in terms of where we place our focus. So accountability pretty much is the number one gun when it comes back to making money easy, because if you're choosing to be the person who's taking full responsibility, not just of your relationship with money, but also your narrative with money, and choosing to be the person who's continuing to focus on what is already good, so you can continue to feel good for as long as possible, because you get it, it's not always possible to feel great all the time, but who are you when things don't go so well? Are you able to lovingly support yourself in the narrative that you're telling yourself in your head, which is going to affect the way you feel, which is going to affect your vibration, which is going to affect what you attract? Can you become the person who's willing to commit to creating the best possible relationship, to being loving and supportive towards yourself if you're feeling kind of more negative or contracted emotions and feelings? Are you willing to be the person who's going to commit to refocusing your energy and attention back into a place that serves you? And that is the accountability piece. The accountability piece, in a way, really means being committed to choosing to place your attention in a way that serves you. And it sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? Because it's really about I'm committing to feeling good as often as possible. I'm committed to making feeling good my highest priority. I'm committed to making my relationship with money feel good. Because when it feels good, it feels easy. And when I feel like money is easy, then it's easy to attract it. It's easy to receive it. It's easy to be with it. It's easy to hold it into your bank account. It's easy to be around it. It's easy to be comfortable with it. This is how we make money easy, by what we are choosing to tell ourselves about it, by how we're choosing to relate to it, by being willing to be that accountable in order to do so. Because again, there's so many reasons why. I'm sure you could tell me a whole list of things why money isn't easy. I'm sure if I gave you a pen and paper, right, you could write for hours in regards to why money's hard, it's difficult, you don't have it, there's limitations, there's all these blocks in the way, you have all these limiting beliefs, it's awful, you know, I've had all these experiences, etc., etc., etc. But again, focusing on that is not going to take you to the outcomes that you want to create. The work is to refocus your attention. The work is to shift how you feel about things, because your feelings, like I said, are magnetic. That's what draws back to you what you desire. And if we're focusing on the lack, that doesn't feel good, and we just keep on attracting more of it. So doing the work to actually go, how do I need to change my relationship with money so it does feel good, so I can feel more positive about it, so I can increase my ability to feel safe around it, to feel certain, to feel consistency, to feel like this is a relationship that is working for me, to be able to create more of that in your 3D reality. So yeah, the number one key for making money easy is accountability. Letting go of judgment, letting go of judgment around money, letting go of judgment of other people who have money, letting go of doing any comparison, thinking that somebody else has something that you don't have, because that's simply not true. If you've got access to the internet these days and your intuition, you have got everything you need in order to make money. You can start a business with no money whatsoever. It's totally possible. So really, when we step into accountability, we lose all our excuses. We lose the ability to blame other people. But we do step into our power. And you have the power to make money easy. You have the power to make money feel natural and normal and safe and amazing and fun and delightful and playful and enjoyable. It is a choice. And I know you might hear this from your mind and go, oh my goodness, right? Because I don't feel like that about money. But you can create that. So even asking yourself, you know, am I willing to create a relationship with money that feels like that? Even though right now, I don't know how that's possible. Am I willing to feel better about money? Am I willing for money to feel more joyful? Because a lot of the times, right, if our mind isn't quite there yet, just being willing can shift so much. You don't have to be completely all in, you just need to be willing. I'm willing to create a relationship with money that works for me. I'm willing to have money support me. I'm willing to have these things shift around in a way that feels amazing. So the question of the day is a couple things, right? To what level do you feel like money is easy in your life and world? Feel free to come over into the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group and tell me your numbers. Just say you're on the podcast listening to the show and tell me what your numbers are in terms of feeling like it's easy. And also too, right, your willingness to take accountability. You're willing to take accountability for your relationship with money and creating it in such a way that feels really good. Money is going to show up differently for you. It's going to feel easy. It's going to feel comfortable. It's going to feel relaxed. It's going to feel really good because you are choosing that. People forget how powerful they are all the time. Like the universe is literally responding to what you are choosing. And it can be super hard sometimes when we're in a state or feeling contracted or negative to remember that we have a choice. But the more you remember that you have a choice and that you choose differently, the quicker you can get yourself out of feeling contracted or negative. You can go back to, you know, those moments where you're like, oh, I forgot who I was, and I get to choose again. I forgot who I was for a moment. I went into some negativity. I basically went out of alignment with what your soul knows to be true. And I'm going to make another choice. That's why I always say awareness and then choice. Yeah, once you're aware, you can make a choice. That's it. There's no judgment in that. There's no criticism in that. There's no like I'm doing it wrong. It's like, oh, I have this awareness of where I'm at and I get to make another choice. And the power is in choosing something that feels good. That's what makes money feel easy, when we're choosing what feels good. So committing to making money feel easy is choosing to have money feel good. Feel good, show up in a way that feels good, spend it in a way that feels good, save it in a way that feels good, invest it in a way that feels good. And again, you're the one who's in control of all those choices. So I hope this show has been beneficial in terms of helping you to look at what would it take to create a relationship with money that feels more easy, understanding the power of accountability and that you can choose to have money feel more easy. Again, it's not one of those things where you just click your fingers and it happens maybe tomorrow, but what would it take, right? What would it take for it to be quick and fast and easy to choose, yes, I can create a situation with money where it feels good. I can do it right now. I can be that person. I can choose that for myself. I'm that powerful. I can do it right now. The work is being consistent. The work is consistently choosing what feels good. The work is giving yourself permission to do that. The work is remembering that you're that powerful. The work is being consistent with it to remind yourself of your power. And of course, that kind of accumulates. Keep on going deeper and deeper and deeper into the fact that you have more and more choice to create what it is that you desire. That feels better and better and better. You feel amazing. People respond to that. People invest in you, work with you, are magnetized to you, you start magnetizing your desires. It just becomes a snowball effect in the way that you want it to go. I'll look forward to connecting with you guys in the next show. I'm sending you so much love and blessings. Thanks for being here and tuning in and listening. Till next time, bye for now. Hey folks, thanks for listening to the show today. It is always a pleasure to have your company. Please be sure to subscribe so you never miss a show. And if you found this information beneficial, please do write us a review on iTunes especially. That really helps other people to find this information and we would very much appreciate that. If you would like to connect with me directly, the best place to do that is www.rebeccadavison.life. That's L-I-F-E. Davison is spelled D-A-V-I-S-O-N. If you'd like to connect there, we can have a conversation about what it takes for you to activate your inner power proposition and to be able to create the income levels that you desire. From my heart to yours, I very much appreciate you tuning in and listening. I am sending you so much love and many, many blessings. And I want you to know that everything is available to you. You have the power within you, and that's the best place to look. Sending you so much love and many, many blessings. Till next time. Bye for now.